Praise the Lord and God bless you. Welcome to Living Life Through the Word of God podcast with none other than your host, Pastor Dr. Darlene Smith. I welcome you. Amen. Now listen, if you can be so kind and share, like and share. Amen. Come on, come on. Be evangelists. Amen. Share the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. I want to thank you for joining. You could have been doing anything else, but you stopped by here. Amen. And I want to thank you for joining. Amen. I do have a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. I have a word from God. Hallelujah. It encouraged me. And I pray that it encouraged you also. Before we get started, let's pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love towards us. For this is a day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. You gave us another opportunity to lift you up, to magnify your name, to give you the praise, hallelujah, that is due you. Lord God, have your way, Lord God, in our lives and even in this podcast. Allow something to be said that would encourage your people's heart, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Lord God, bless your people. Hold them up on every side. I declare and decree, Lord God, hallelujah, victory in our lives because of what you have done over 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. It is finished. Hallelujah. Whatever the enemy tried to do, hallelujah, it won't work because you already said, hallelujah, that you always causes us to triumph. Thank you right now. Hallelujah to your name. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity. Hallelujah to share your word in the name of Jesus. I honor you. I praise you. And I lift your name up on high. And the people of God says, amen, amen, amen. Well, again, I thank you for joining. Our motto for Living Life Through the Word of God podcast comes from our theme scripture for this podcast comes from St. John. Chapter 6 and verse 63, the latter clause of it says, my word is spirit and it is life. Hallelujah. Come on in and receive a life-changing word through the word of God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. All right. Our scripture reading is coming from a very familiar scripture, Proverbs. Mm-hmm. Proverbs. Chapter 28, verse number 1. Proverbs 28, verse number 1. And it reads like this. The wicked flees when no man pursues. Lord have mercy. But the righteous is as bold as a lion. Let me read it to you in your hearings again. Proverbs 28, verse number 1. It says, the wicked flees when no man pursues. They running, ain't nothing to be running from. Hallelujah. Searching, looking. They got fear. The wicked flees when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as lions. As a lion. Hallelujah. And why? Because we from the, hallelujah, from the same tribe, amen, as Jesus, amen. He's our elder brother. Look at here. It's from Judah. Hallelujah. The lion, the tribe of Judah. We from him. Hallelujah. All right. The wicked flees when no man pursues, but the righteous as bold as lion. God has given us the spirit of boldness. The subject on today is operate in boldness. Operate in boldness. Oh, now, no timid. No being timid. No. Hallelujah. The righteous is bold as a lion. The Bible lets us know in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And this reads like this. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. Mm-mm. If he didn't give us the spirit of fear, and if you feel afraid or anything like that, it didn't come from God. Because he didn't give us the spirit of fear. So where did it come from? It came from Satan himself. It came from Satan himself. Hallelujah. When we operate out of the will of God, out of his alignment, we're walking in the enemy's territory. You remember Adam? When he didn't follow God's word, but following the enemy, the Bible says that he hid from God. Why? Because he said, because we was naked. God said, where are you? He's hiding. He's hiding himself. Hallelujah. When we operate out of the will of God, oh yeah. We're operating in the enemy's territory. So he causes us to have fear. Fear against our Father. I always say the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power. Come on, somebody say power. Power and love and a sound mind. Hallelujah. These are all the attributes of God. It is stole upon us. God has given us boldness. We operate in boldness. We operate in boldness. We have boldness. We're not timid. We're not afraid. Hallelujah. Afraid of what? Hallelujah. The Bible even lets us know in the scriptures. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, it says, let us therefore come boldly. You hear what I said? Boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Why do we come boldly to the throne? To the throne of grace. Why? Because we know that God's going to take care of us. We don't go, I wonder, is he going to supply my every need? I wonder if he's going to heal me. No. His word says, hallelujah, that he's a God that supplies our every need. Hallelujah. By his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. We can go boldly to the throne of grace because we know God will supply. He will give you what you need when you need it. Hallelujah. My God. I can come boldly because my Father, he hears my prayers and he answers my prayer. He tells us in the word, call on me and I answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things which you know not of. Jeremiah 33:3. Call on me and I answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things which you know not of. Hallelujah. We can come boldly to God. Hallelujah. We can come boldly to him because we know that he's getting ready to answer our prayer. We don't have to go timid and wondering. I wonder, no. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. Hallelujah. That's one of my scriptures that I lay heavy on my heart. Hallelujah. I get down on my knees. I know God is going to answer. I know He's going to supply my every need. I ain't got to worry about it. Hallelujah. It says, and this is the confidence. Hallelujah. Confident. Listen, when I was growing up, we don't do all that. These days, but when we were growing up and Christmas coming up, we always told our parents what we wanted. We didn't have wondering, I wonder if they're gonna give it to us. No, we already knew it's gonna be on that tree. Years later, growing up, my mother was told us that it was one Christmas, they didn't have any money. They didn't have any money. The extra money to give us the things that we wanted. Mother said, she told my father, God will make a way. I love when she say that. God will make a way. They went into prayer and everything, and it was getting close to Christmas. And all of a sudden, they got a check in the mail. My father was in the Army National Guard, and they sent him a check, something that he wasn't even expecting. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. I just look at the downfall. God answered my parents' prayers. Hallelujah. And my parents was able to bless us. What I'm trying to say, we can go to our Father and ask Him. God will make a way. He'll make a way somehow. Hallelujah. That's how mother say. He'll make a way somehow. Hallelujah. We receive everything we ask for, and then more under the tree. We wasn't worried about it was going to be under the tree. Mother and my father wasn't worried about it because they knew that God was going to make a way out of no way. Hey, come on now. You can go bold. I feel God right there. I don't know what you might be, wringing your hands and wondering. No. Don't even worry. Go boldly to God. Hallelujah. What's been laying on your heart? He's your Father. He know how to take care of your children. Hallelujah. Boldly. Go boldly. Don't let the enemy cause fear. Have you worried? Worrying is I always say, like, it's the cousin of fear. Worry is like a cousin of fear. Do you remember David? Man, I read that story, I'd be like, Lord, look at here. Goliath was taunting the children of the living God. And the children of the living God, they was fearful. They was afraid. Saul was even afraid. And here come little old David. Hallelujah. He had a record. Oh, shout out, Bosia. My God. He has a record. How good God is and what God can do through His children. Hallelujah. He has given us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over any they think the enemy tried to do. David wasn't worried because he has a record of how good God is and how God can work through you. Look at him. David says, told Saul, I remember when a bear came in and took one of the sheep. A lion came in at one time. And God had me take them down. And this uncircumcised Philistine, he don't even have a covenant with God. I have a covenant with there's a better covenant. Hallelujah. He said, I got a covenant with my God. If he allowed me to do that, hallelujah, he will allow me to do this. What God brought you out of? Oh, shout out of Osea. What he brought you out of? If he did that, he can do whatever your this is right now. Do you hear what I'm saying? I don't know what you're going through. I read that story and I thank God for it. I thank God for that. God knows what he's doing. He can work through you. Look, the Bible says that David ran up on Goliath. Read it. He didn't walk up. No, he ran. He ran up on him. Come on with it. Hallelujah. You come at me with a sword and a spear, but I come after you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Move in the name of God. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run therein and they safe. Hallelujah. You're safe and in his arms. Hallelujah. God is looking for good soldiers. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2 and 3, thou therefore endure hardness. You're going to have some ups and downs, but endure. God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Shanda Lavosia. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Let me read that in your hearing again. 2 Timothy 2 and 3. Therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. God wants soldiers. He don't want nobody going on AWOL, fleeing. No, the Bible says, resist the devil and let him flee. I go back to our main scripture on today, Proverbs 28 and 1. The wicked flees when no man is pursued. Why we got to flee? Hallelujah. You a child of God, you ain't got to run. Hallelujah. The righteous are bold as a lion. Hallelujah. Just think about a lion in the jungle. Hallelujah. When he comes along, hallelujah, all the other animals like, hey, hallelujah. They know their place. Hallelujah. The lion going through the jungle running from running from the zebras and no. Hallelujah. You can ask anybody. You have always heard, who's the king of the jungle? The lion. Hallelujah. We in the jungle in this world here. Walk in your boldness. Hallelujah. Walk in the boldness. Hallelujah. He has given us power. Hallelujah. Walking in boldness is simply saying, I got confidence. It's not me. It's not me. It's what? Oh, Shana Labosia. It's him living through me, operating through me. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. It's him that gives it to me. Look, hey, on my own. Yeah, I mess up some things. I won't make it. But I know God is, God is living in me. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When you wake up, put your feet on the floor. The enemy gets upset. He gets worried. He's the one. Oh, man. Here he comes again. Here she comes again. Hallelujah. Wake up and talk about, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. He don't want us to give God the praise. He won't. Let me tell you something. The reason why the enemy, hallelujah, causes havoc and confusion and chaos, because he wants us to focus on the situation. When we start focusing on the situation and talking about how bad things are, and look at this and how bad this situation, underneath of you, what you're actually doing is you're praising what he's doing. Oh, no. The Bible says, look to the hills from whence cometh your help. For all your help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Don't look at the situation. Don't look at the problem. Look to God. Hallelujah. Tell him about it. He'll bring you through. He'll bring you out. Do you hear what I'm saying? The subject on today is operating boldness. Have some confidence. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for them that love the Lord, for them that are to call according to his purpose. We know. You cannot unknow what you know. You are a living testimony. Did he bring you through that? Hallelujah. If he did that, he'll do it again. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. He'll bring you through whatever you might be going through. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Walk in it. Walk in the boldness. Have confidence in God. Hallelujah. This means we ain't having confidence in ourselves. We having confidence in who he is. He said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. He tells us that we are more than conquerors through him that gives us strength. He tells us the word, hallelujah, to call on him, to come unto him, to seek him. Hallelujah. Why? Hallelujah. We're inviting him into our lives to operate in the situation. And he's, Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's the shepherd of the sheep. We are sheep. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We can ask him. Hallelujah. He tells us. He gives us the model. Hallelujah. I have to just call on him. Hallelujah. He'll supply our every need. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to fear. I can operate in boldness. Hallelujah. I can operate in it. Hallelujah. The subject on today. Hallelujah. Proverbs. The scriptures on today is Proverbs 28 and 1. The wicked flees when no man pursue. Hallelujah. When Goliath fell, that whole Philistine army, they fled. Hallelujah. But the righteous bold as a lion. Hallelujah. Don't be timid. You walking, but don't be timid. Don't be worried. Don't be fearful. Hallelujah. You remember what he did before. He'll do it again and again and again. He's a good God. Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Operate in boldness. Hallelujah. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Don't even worry about it. Have a sound mind. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. I pray that something was said that has encouraged your heart in the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Hallelujah. What God is doing. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you once again. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace where we might find mercy and grace to help in a time of need. We need you, Lord. Lord God, we can't make it this journey without you. But with you, we can do all things. Lord God, continue to have your way in our lives. Hallelujah. We magnify you. We praise you. We lift your name up on high. Hallelujah. Lord God, continue to instruct us and teach us. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Guide us, Lord God, in all truth. Lord God, have your way in our lives. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you have given us boldness. Thank you for the power from on high. Continue to bless your people. Hold them up on every side. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for this podcast. Lord God, allow something to be said that would encourage somebody's heart. Allow this word to fall on good ground, that it would bring forth much fruit. Lord God, we shall walk in the boldness. We will be good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Have your way in our lives. This is my prayer. Amen. And the people of God said, amen. God bless you. I pray that something was said that has encouraged your heart in the Lord. Operate in boldness. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't fret. Hallelujah. God got you. Won't he do it? Hallelujah. He did it before. Won't he do it now? Hallelujah. All right. I'm getting ready to close now. Ephesians. My God. This is my scripture. I close. If you follow me anytime, you already know. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And I always say this, you work that power of faith and watch God work a miracle in your life. God bless you. Have a blessed and wonderful day and a prosperous week in the Lord. God bless you now.